This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Folks who follow high school girls basketball in the St. Louis area know that Incarnate Word Academy's Red Knights has been the team to watch. It's got a decorated history. Incarnate Word has won a total of 14 state championships. That includes the last 4 years running. But the team out of North St. Louis County has also achieved a feat worthy of national attention. Last Saturday, it broke the American record for most wins with its 139th victory in a row. And last night, the Red Knights squad got its 141st consecutive W. So the team's not only broken other teams' records, it's setting and breaking its own too. Here to talk with us about how the Incarnate Word Academy team has reached this point and what it's like to keep up such a streak, we have IWA coach Dan Rolfes. Dan, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having us on.
We also have two current players, junior Addie Owen. Addie, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And senior and future Indiana University Hoosier, Nevaeh Caffey. So glad that you're here too.
Thank you.
So let's talk about that record-breaking game. What is it that you, as a coach, were thinking going into that match?
We really took this game as any other game that we've played in the 138 games prior to that. We pretty consistent on how we prepare for every game, and we kind of just went at it as normal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the girls knew what was on the line, and so did I, and the rest of our school. We just try to keep it as normal as possible and keep away the nerves.
Right, but to keep it real, as players on this team, Nevaeh, was there something that you had on your mind going into that match?
Honestly, no. Like, every game we go to, we just focus on the next game. So it was just kind of like another game to us. Mm-hmm. So we weren't really focused on the win streak or what we had to get to win that game. We were just focusing on winning the game.
Mm-hmm. There were no nerves or anything for you?
Honestly, no.
No? Is that the same for you, Addie?
I mean, I always have nerves before a game, but there was nothing different. It felt like a normal game to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that regular preparation looks like for the team, Coach?
Yeah, we're pretty consistent on how we prepare for an opponent. So, 2 days prior to our game, we'll watch film, and we break down film on what they're going to do offensively and defensively and player personnel. We'll walk through it, and then the day prior we'll continue to walk through, and then the day of we will watch film again and go through the scout. So we're pretty regimented on how we attack every opponent.
Mm-hmm. For your games, do you have warm-up music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So was there warm-up music that you had in any way specially prepared for that match, Addie?
We have a one player on the team named Maddie Perry, and she's who we give the music to. She'll play our music every game. She has a playlist, so we kind of just listen to that.
She's the DJ.
Yeah, she's a team DJ.
So how many people were in the stands? Coach, you mentioned the school. So this is not just a matter of the team coming together, but all of Incarnate Word Academy and its community. What did it look like at that game? Where did it take place?
Unfortunately, it took place in Columbia, Missouri. Mm-hmm. So, which was an away game. We had a snowout game where we could have broken the record at home. So, but school got canceled, and unfortunately, it got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to delay it by a couple days. So we were on the road and playing at Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri. So it kind of wasn't the same feel from, having a home crowd there and a lot of people. So.
Right. Were there still a lot of people in the stands, though, Addie, Nevaeh?
Yeah, there was a good amount of people that came to the game.
Uh-huh. And did you have any sense that they knew sort of what was on the line for you all? Addie, you're nodding.
Yeah, I feel like they knew more than we did because we kind of try to put it out of our minds. But a lot of people go to the games knowing that this could be the game, and mm-hmm. they want to be there to see that.
Yeah, you said that you have some nerves before every game. Was it kind of a relief then to win that match?
I would say so. Yeah, it's always a relief to win a game because there's always so much on the line. But honestly, I didn't realize until after the game someone was like, "You just broke a record." And I was like, "Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that was that game." So it was a relief when I heard that we finally hold that national record.
Mm-hmm. Do you all travel on a bus when you go to away games, or? Yes.
Yes.
What was it like on the bus coming back home?
Well, we rode the bus there to the game. Mm-hmm. And on the bus, we read our scouts and we focus on the game that we have. People have their headphones in, or we're just focusing on the game ahead of us. And then after, we just go home with our parents, or some people ride the bus back.
Oh, sure. Okay. So you don't get that time together necessarily. So we're talking about a record that has been built up over time. And Coach Dan, you have been with Incarnate Word since 2000. And in that time, the teams that you have led have won 14 state championships, as we mentioned in the introduction. Is there some secret sauce to all of that?
I'm just real fortunate because we get a lot of kids who are willing to buy into our program.
Mm-hmm.
So with me being there so long, I feel like we've kind of set the tone on the expectations and how we're going to play as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls know that there's a certain way we're going to play. We're going to play team basketball. We're going to have to play defense. We're going to have a basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the groundwork has been laid, and now, you know, we just have the player buy-in, and that's what's led to our consistency.
Yeah. So when we were talking in the green room before we had this conversation, Addie and Nevaeh, you both said that you wanted to go to Incarnate Word because of this basketball program. I mean, what were the kinds of things that you were seeing or hearing when you were in middle school? I mean, before getting to the high school point, Nevaeh?
I feel like just knowing that there's a coach that can lead you to success and lead you to where you want to be in the future, like Coach Rolfes has been here for, what, 24, 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to know that you're going to be set up for success, going to play on a great basketball team.
Yeah. And Addie, you said that you've been playing under Coach Rolfes for a long time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it about his coaching that makes you want to spend so much of your time and energy working with and under him?
Yeah, Coach really buys into his players, and you feel really wanted on the team. He's going to push you to be great no matter what. And I just feel like it's always been different for me, like having Coach on the court with me. It just makes me want to play harder. It wants me to do better. And it's always been like a special connection with me and Coach, and I love playing for him. And mm-hmm. that's important, is having a good connection with your coach.
Yeah.
And he definitely has that with us.
And is that something that you all discuss with your fellow teammates, Nevaeh?
Oh, yeah. We definitely want to have someone that we can be relatable to and have a coach that can trust us, because we are playing in this game and we do have to like look up to him and listen to him and hear his plays and stuff like that. So it's good to have someone that we can respect and look up to.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a time relatively recently, Coach, that you were not able to be with the team, and it was because of a really significant health scare, a heart attack that you actually had in Columbia, Missouri, as we were talking about the last game you were at. But in the spring, it was actually after the state semifinal game. When that happened, you were unable, obviously, to be with this team that you have sunk so much time and energy into. What was it that you were most maybe concerned about, or what you were thinking about as far as how this team would continue?
Yeah, as it relates to basketball and Incarnate, I feel like I've given a lot of my life and a lot of time and energy to our program and to our girls. And so it was hard not to be there with them in the spring and the summer, because we do some different things during the summer that mm-hmm. I couldn't be involved with, which I hated, because, I have a great rapport with the girls. I love seeing them succeed. I love being in the gym with them, on a daily basis. And, to not be there, I feel like I'm missing out, and, feel like I've been a big part of this program, and to not be there with them, mm-hmm. It's felt a little lost, honestly, just because I've invested so much time and energy into this program. And it's because it's my passion. It's what I love to do. And, mm-hmm. Getting back to coaching and being with these guys in the gym was a goal of mine. And it's just something that I really, really wanted to get back to.
Mm-hmm. Was there any doubt that you would be able to get back to it?
There was a lot of doubt I was going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. How did you all cope during that period, Addie and Nevaeh?
I feel like, of course, it was like very sad to hear something so tragic happen to our coach. But after the game, after we won that game, we were all outside in a circle and we said prayers. And, prayer is power and stuff like that. We went back to the hotel. We said more prayers. And we just, the next day, we knew we had to get to the next game, and we knew we had something to win, and we knew coach would want us to focus on this next game.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some coaches step up, and we played the game, and we won it. Not, it wasn't super pretty because, we didn't have our coach, but
right.
We still won it. That's all that matters. And then, we just had to believe and have faith that he would be with us.
Yeah. Well, and on that note of super pretty, I mean, some of these games that you all have won, they've not been close games. You've blown out your opponents. What do you think accounts for that? How did you get to that point, Addie?
I just think we go into the game super focused. It doesn't take us a while to warm up. We go in mm-hmm. focus so we can get a huge lead at the beginning, and then that kind of makes the other team struggle, and it kind of brings them down a little bit. So that kind of leads to the rest of the game, is if we come out hard and they're like surprised by us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're a junior now, Addie. Nevaeh, you're a senior. And this streak, this winning streak, started before you all started playing on the team. Coach, when was it that you realized that there was something going on here that was more than just a lot of W's?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even know until about 3 years in, and a reporter from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch mentioned that we had won 98 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And that, kind of crazy how things work out, in that if we were headed to the state tournament, if we had won the state tournament, it would be 100 in a row exactly. So it wasn't really until we got to that 98th game that I even knew or thought about any kind of record.
Right, right. For the two of you coming in, I mean, was there an intimidation factor involved in being part of a team that had done so well, Addie?
Yes. I came to Incarnate for that reason. I feel like being in practice every day, I'm playing against her, who's going to Indiana. And
right.
It's hard. It's really hard. It's a grind, but the difference in your game, it's drastic, and it's helped me so much as a player, as a person, and I really enjoy being in the gym with the girls. And I knew going into it that it wasn't, I could go to another high school and it could be a breeze, but coming here, practice 3 hours every day,
mm-hmm.
grind the whole time, playing against probably the best players, some of the best players in the country, so
yeah.
It's definitely beneficial, but mm-hmm. it's scary at first. But
Yeah. So iron sharpening iron.
Yes, yes.
How about for you, Nevaeh? I mean, as you think about going to the next level and playing at Indiana, what are some of the things that you know that you'll be taking there that maybe other people might not have going in?
Definitely all the knowledge that playing at Incarnate Word has gave me, because we don't just play anybody. Like, we play a nationally ranked schedule. We play against, like, the best girls in the world. So I feel like just having that preparation that Dan gives us every day and coming to practice every day and it being serious, like, our practices are like college level. So we play. Us practicing against each other is sometimes better than some games that we would actually play. So
yeah,
we definitely compete, and we compete against each other really hard.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way that, you know, being part of this winning team sort of touches other parts of your life as students, maybe as siblings, as friends to other people, Addie?
Yes. I feel like this team has kind of taught me work ethic, and I feel like, you know, you see that in school. Me and my dad's like my personal trainer. He's my best friend, and he'll go rebound for me every morning before school because he's willing to, and definitely seen a connection there. My grandpa, he is my biggest fan. He's at every game. And, you know, my friends are really supportive of me, too. They know basketball takes a lot of time. They complain a lot.
Okay.
But they support me as well. They tell me how amazed they are with me, and they're really supportive. So I've definitely seen a lot of friendship growth, family growth, all that.
Mm-hmm. Nevaeh, how about you?
We definitely have a lot of people that support us. Like, we have some younger girls that come to all of our games. They look up to us, and because they want to come here. They want to be a part of this winning streak and this national record. And I feel like it is crazy to have all of our families, friends, teachers, they all know how hard it is to be in a situation that we are in, but we get through it every single day.
Mm-hmm. And as we close, Coach, maybe it's a little bit corny to say, oh, you know, we've already achieved victory and all of this success, but what is it that you feel about what the team has been able to achieve and being part of leading these young athletes?
Yeah, I just feel super fortunate to be with the girls and have their buy-in. What I really love about the record, it's a program-wide record, not just a Nevaeh record or an Addie record. It's a record for our entire program, which takes, you know, multiple years worth of players and coaches and administrators and managers and fans. So it takes a village, and it takes a lot of people to buy in. That's what I really, really love about the record. And, you know, everybody who's put that Incarnate Word jersey on should feel super proud.
Mm-hmm. State championship next.
That's the goal. That's our goal every year. So
great. Incarnate Word Academy, Coach Dan Rolfes, and current players Nevaeh Caffey and Addie Owen, thank you so much for taking time out of your school day to come and talk with us, and good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you for having us.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr.
This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.